Somebody says, it can't be sin that causes all these problems. Well, let me take you to three of my favorite verses. Let's go to Exodus 15:26, and I want you to see what this says here under the law. Exodus 15:26, and he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you. Is that what he said? How many? How many? Zero. No. So in other words, from just one verse so far, if we obey God, how much sickness should we have? None. So if anything goes wrong with us, according to that one verse, that means we must be either in sin or in iniquity, right? Now, what really gets me is when you're stupid like I was, whenever the Lord spoke to me three times and told me not to do this, and I went ahead and did it anyway. That's pure old iniquity. Y'all see where I'm coming from? I had a word from God. I mean, I had a spoken word from God three times to not do this, and I went right ahead and done it anyway. And, of course, I paid the consequence for it, you know. But after I asked him to forgive me, and then I started confessing with my mouth what the new covenant says I can do, he was so awesome merciful to me, healed that finger within a week, didn't charge me a dime, didn't cost me nothing, you know. Isn't that awesome? Now, I don't know many people that do that for you. Do you, Ernest? I don't know anybody else that can do that for you, but God will. Now let's go to, after Exodus 15:26, let's go to Exodus 23:25. Let's go and see what that says. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now there's two places. That if we obey, how much sickness so far?
All.
He take it all away. There won't be none. Your body won't wear out. You know, it'll last until your life is over. And you can live a life. I mean, just think, when God designed the body, when God designed the physical body, how long did he design it to last? For who? That's exactly right, Tom. The original body that was designed, it ain't never going to wear out. It's going to last forever. I mean, we ain't going to have no bad eyes in 50 years. We ain't going to have no bad rotator cuffs in 30 or 40 years. We ain't going to have no bad legs or arms or nothing else. The body regenerates itself. Millions of cells, I mean, I don't even know what they are, but I think there's even millions of cells by the minute or something like that. Your body is regenerating itself. Is that true? Yeah. So your body is being regenerated and making itself new over and over and over. So when God originally planned and designed the body, he designed it where it would never wear out, it would never get old, it would never die. And of course, the first bunch of people that he put on the earth, I mean, some of them lived pretty old, didn't they? In other words, if we obey him, what did he promise to do there? That's right. He even promises that all food and water that we drink, if we obey everything he says, he will automatically bless everything that goes in your mouth, liquid, food, whatever it is, and you won't never be sick and won't never wear out. He will bless your food and your water. In other words, he will put everything in it. And I mean, I've prayed this prayer a lot of times in a restaurant, and I've had a lot of people laugh at me. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, put everything in this food that I need, take everything out of it I don't need. And I hear people laugh, you know. Who does he think he is? I know who I am. I'm a son of God. I know who I am. And I know the power that my king has. And I know what he can do. And I know he'll do what I ask him to do. I've seen him do it too many times. Just like yesterday when I broke the curse over that little boy. I mean, that little boy couldn't see the sign up there. And he had born with some kind of deficiency or whatever it was in his eyes. And after breaking that curse and taking authority over that spirit, commanded that thing, that little boy could instantly see, and he could read that sign, and it just, oh, you just think, God, you're awesome. Isn't he?
Man.
He's a mighty God, and I love serving him. But he said there, and now let's go to Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee, surely that's got to be a misprint, you know, And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which I know is upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Now, before you get to that there, he's talking about you got to obey me. You got to do what I say. And who's the boss? Hey, I mean, he's the boss, ain't he, Ernest? We don't tell him what to do. He tells us what to do, right?
Amen.
Guarantee. And if we obey, we get to be blessed. And if we don't, we go back over to the curses. Now, let's flip back over there to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 16 and 15 and 16. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord, and to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, all these curses shall overtake you. Now then, let's go down to about verse 25 to start off with. Let's go down to, say, somewhere around 25, and then we'll hit 3, 4, 5. We won't read near all of them. There are 65 verses of these. In verse 25, the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and you shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And your carcasses shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall be able to fray them away. So far, these two verses, I don't like this, do you? I don't think I want this to happen to my body, do you? But now who said it shall come to pass? God said it shall come, if you don't do it. Verse 27 and 28. Let's read a few of these now. Verse 27 and 28. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the hemorrhoids, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof you cannot be healed. Now, do we know of anybody that's been stricken with that itch that can be healed? Yes, little Jenny. Dave up here. I mean, Dave was had it for 40-something years. When Dave come to me, he had that incurable itch for 40-something years. It was born under a curse. He'd been to the finest doctors. They'd spent thousands of dollars, and there was nothing known to man to heal what he had. And when I met him, I told him, I know somebody has healed you. I know the one that can heal you. And of course, you know, I said, I guarantee you he'll heal you, Dave. And of course, you know, Dave, he's just a normal, good Christian. You know, he didn't say nothing to me, but in his spirit, he's thinking, you know, this guy can't guarantee God will do nothing. Who does he think he is? But now Dave goes around guaranteeing people they get healed. What happened to him? Well, first of all, he got healed. You know, you saw him up here a while ago. He's still praising the Lord, holding his hands up, praising God, and he got healed. And he's been healed now for several years. And, of course, the good part about it is he is married to this beautiful little lady. And the doctors told him it was in his DNA and said, don't you dare have any children because it'll be passed from you to them and all your babies will be sick. Well, see, that's what happened to him. But it wasn't in the mother's or the father's DNA. It was a demon because of a curse that God had spoken on them because of iniquity or sin. And it had been passed down to their son, Dave, and Dave had had it all of his life. And, of course, Dave will tell you he had no problem with sin himself. You know, he could do it real well. You know, he's just a normal boy. Is that right, Dave? He used to not know, you know, and so he didn't have any problem sinning. And a lot of them were sin because he didn't know some things that God says is sin. He didn't know, so he done it and enjoyed it. You know, I mean, he didn't know it was sin. I mean, one of the things we talked about was, I said, Dave, whenever y'all do a contract or something for the computer software, if y'all get the contract, somebody else does, do y'all ever throw a party and gloat over it? He said, well, sure, of course, that's the way things are done. I said, do you know that anybody does that will not go unpunished? By God. I didn't know that. Well, most people don't. If we did, we would never gloat over somebody else's misfortune, would we? Because God keeps good records. He knows everything you do. And he says, if you gloat over somebody else's misfortune, he said, you will not go unpunished. So see, that when you do that, that's a sin. Now then, if you learn that and then you do it again, then that's iniquity. You don't want to go there a second time, do you? But anyway, after Dave got rid of all of his sins and started getting in the Word and got healed, I mean, then him and his wife decided to have babies. And of course, they had little John. And of course, today, after the service, at the end of the service, we're going to baptize Joe back there. And also, Dave's going to baptize little John. Little John has accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. So, that's going to be a blessing. He's just a little guy. But like I told Dave, if all they've heard from the time they were born is Jesus, it don't take but 4 or 5 years. And then if every man they know, every man that they know they're associated with is a man of God that believes in Jesus, believes in prayer, and from the day he's a little bitty guy, if he gets hurt, if daddy wasn't there, he'd come to me and say, Papa T, I got an owie, will you pray for me? And I'd pray the Lord to take away his owie. If you've lived like that, it don't take long to realize that Jesus is Lord. You know that? And it's what a misfortune that we have so many children today that don't have that privilege. But you know, with us as Christians, all of us should live a life like that. That's the way we should live. But anyway, let's go. We see here now, after he said he'll strike you with the hitch. But anyway, like I say, after not only did Dave and him have little John, but they got three others too now. So they got 4 beautiful little children now, which they couldn't have had if he hadn't got healed. Now in verse 28, it says, the Lord shall smite you with madness. Now, you know, this is what gets me. What up here in verse 27, the who? Oh. The Lord. And then in verse 28, the who? You know, why is it when you ask people, do you believe the Lord would put sickness and disease on me? Why don't everybody say no? I mean, but the Word says, right? I mean, are y'all reading the same? Your book read like mine does? It reads the same way. So, you know, we ask a question, do you believe God would put sickness on me? Oh, no, he loves me. Well, I mean, that didn't say the devil, did it? I mean, I'm just bringing this out. I want you to see, because that says the Lord will smite you with the botch of Egypt. It says, then the Lord will smite you with madness. And the Lord will smite you with blindness and astonishment of heart. So who's doing all this? Why is he doing it to us? Because of sin. Even under the old covenant, did he say if we obey him, he'd take away all this stuff? But we got a better covenant, right? So if we got a better covenant, then what's the problem? We must really be a bunch of rotten sinners, you know it? Are you understanding me? I mean, so what can we do? We can get rid of this rottenness. We can stop lying. We can stop cheating. We can stop doing all the dumb things we do. We can get right with God and walk in obedience to his word and ask him to forgive us. And will he forgive us?
He will.
Absolutely. No matter how bad me and you were, does it, Ernest?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, It's Amazing What Sin Has Done, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.